course, at 209 Stony Point Drive would be that accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night. And that's the only changes in this application.
At this time, it's almost 9:30, so commission will have to vote and approve to continue. I need a motion from somebody to continue.
I'll give you a motion that we continue.
Somebody second it.
I'll second it.
Jordan. Thank you.
We didn't vote.
I'm done.
You take discussion before you vote because you need to decide how long you're going to extend the meeting, or are you going to extend
we got to figure
get through the agenda.
Get through with the agenda.
I would make a motion we continue until we finish the agenda that we have on hand.
Okay, he's modifying his motion.
Now, everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay.
Okay. Now we can keep going. We're on Valley View.
Okay.
112.
Temporary housing. We skip.
We're already done temporary.
No, unless he had anybody speaking on it.
We got nobody speak.
Case number 1643 is 112 North Tuscany Drive, Valley View 1 LLC. It's our location. This residence contains three bedrooms. With the three bedrooms, your maximum occupancy of eight people, which translates into four parking spaces. And that would be the only changes on the staff recommendations at 112 North Tuscany Drive. Accommodate or sleep no more than eight persons per night. And that's the only changes to this one.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Susan Smith.
Hi, my name is Susan Smith. I think you've heard my name tonight. The reason I bought my home in Brinson Creek in 2011 was due to an article that I read, Word to Retire magazine. And I quote, a community with friendly neighbors and amenities to keep their minds and bodies active. I had just become a recent widow, and this community seemed to be exactly what I was searching for. Then the nightly rentals became a nightmare. We notified the Taney County Administrator of 27 nightly rentals within our community back in August of 2016. If you take into the minimum occupancy of, say, four per villa and six per home, that's 124 transient renters who we know nothing about. And during the peak season, it's not uncommon for all those units to be rented. Some of my issues. We have no car registries or names of the renters. We have no telephone numbers of the owners who rent the villas. And it's very scary to think about all those renters running around that we have no idea who they are or where they came from. For all we know, they could be criminals or sex offenders. And I usually walk early in the mornings, and it's very uncomfortable seeing strangers out and about and not knowing who they are or what they're up to. Our community is not well lit. There are only lanterns at the driveway of each one of the units. I never feel safe in my home anymore with all the strangers roaming around all the hours of the morning and night. Doing water aerobics daily at our neighborhood pool has been part of my lifestyle. This has become nearly impossible because of the influx of the nightly renters. Our pool amenities, which we pay dearly for, have been depleted. Residents are given electronic keys to access the pool. Renters tend to lose their keys often and are forced to climb over the wall or have a small child slide their hand under the gate to gain entrance. Since no hours are posted at the pool, renters tend to have wild parties there with excessive drinking and loud noise lasting way up into the night. On one occasion, I personally witnessed 23 renters coming from 165 and 167 North Tuscany, along with 15 renters coming from 115 Greystone. That's over a total of 38 people. And our pool is actually no more than the size of a home pool. So once again, my amenity has been taken away. The renters bring their dogs inside the pool gates, and I have personally seen dogs in the pool. There have been several times I've gone to the pool, and there's no parking spaces available. Renters are using the parking lot as an additional parking space, sometimes leaving their cars there all day and all night. The lot is supposed to be reserved for the owners who are using the pool. Since most of the villas are advertised as pet-friendly, the renters leave their dogs out on the deck while they are out on the town. Therefore, we have to put up with the dogs barking late into the night. I received 13 notices of violation letters within a 600-foot radius, and by my estimate, there are at least 9 more. The wild parties and the excessive drinking have ruined the enjoyment of sitting out on my deck. The F word and the MF words are used quite frequently. In closing, please consider the interest of the permanent residents of this Taney County neighborhood and deny these permits.
Thank you. Okay, Scott, let's move on to Russell Bowyer.
Case number 1644, 120 Logano Drive, vacation rental. There's our location. This one's also a 3-bedroom. It's held in condo style ownership. With the 3 bedrooms, you have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. With that, you have a total of 4 parking spaces. And our only change, of course, is the 120 Logano Drive will accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons per night. And those would be the only changes for that.
Okay. Thank you. We got Elisa.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Lisa Aguirre. My husband Sam and I purchased our villa in Branson Creek in June 2015. We were certainly unaware that there would be nightly rentals. About a year after purchasing our home, the common wall neighbor sold their home to a property investor who then started nightly rentals. We have had problems with each renter. Let me state first with regard to the realtors here tonight, I have spent 35 years in the real estate industry and personally held a real estate license. If you want to be a good neighbor with a nightly rental, I'm not sure how you achieve that when you scream and yell at two ladies that have come in to give you information about what's going on in our community and escort them off of the premises. And that would be the 12 that we're talking about now, Sunset Rentals and Mr. Dustin, whatever his last name is. Not sure how you can kind of have that kind of a community spirit when you're asking people from that neighborhood to leave your property or they'll call the police. There is no barrier between our units except for a sheetrock and a 1-hour firewall. We can hear running, screaming, and even talking. We can hear the microwave door close and the slamming of kitchen cupboards. Several times I've had to knock on the front door and ask the renters to please be quiet late at night. This disturbs my peace and quiet and quiet and enjoyment of my property. 2 or 3 families occupying the unit with several children jumping on the deck, bouncing balls against the wall, and other annoying issues. Total issues of safety. If there is a fire on the stairway to the loft, which I urge you to check all of these permits because they are not 3-bedroom units. A loft is not a bedroom. By many states, including the state of Missouri, you must have a door, you must have a closet, and you must have a window with a percentage of square foot with that loft. The loft is not a bedroom. It has a permanent window that does not open. It drops 2 stories. If there are children in that loft sleeping, they will be dead in the event of a fire. They will be trapped because the deck space also is 12 feet off the ground. All of these issues have been addressed. I have personally sent complaint forms to you, which I understand tonight you did not receive because of the confidentiality. I've had a tenant advise me that the unit next to mine, which is a two-bedroom plus loft, rents and accommodates 10 people. I'm not sure how you put 10 people in a 1,600-square-foot condominium. Is the county ready to be sued when an accident or death occurs? And it is not a matter of if it occurs. It is a matter of when it occurs. You can bet that if a fire occurs in that unit next to mine, a death occurs, I will be the first in line to file suit, and the county will be on the top of my page. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Robert and Leslie Dickinson.
The next one.
Is that the next one?
Thought you were calling.
Nope, that was that one. Case number 1645, 130 Fieldstone Drive. Robert and Leslie, here's our location. Again, residence contains three bedrooms. With the three bedrooms, maximum occupancy of eight people, four parking spaces. Then are only, there's actually no difference on this one. 130 Fieldstone Drive would accommodate no more than eight persons per night. And no other changes on that staff recommendations.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Nobody to speak.
Okay, case number 1646, 137 North Tuscany Drive. Terry and Janice, here's our location. Again, it's a residence containing three bedrooms. With a three-bedroom home, maximum occupancy of eight people, four parking spaces, and that translates to item six, eight persons per night to accommodate, and then there's no other changes on this staff recommendations.
Okay. Nobody speak. Move on to the next one.
Case number 1647 is 168 Fieldstone Drive. There's its location. And again, it's a three-bedroom. Again, maximum occupancy of eight people. Translates into the four parking spaces. And that transferred over to the staff recommendations of accommodating no more than eight persons per night. And no other changes.
Okay. Nobody to speak.
Can I say something? I live next door. We live next door to that house. We have, oh, my name is Janice.
Come up here.
Come
we
up
have
speaker.
Two.
Whoa. Come up here.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you a little better.
Okay. I live next door to the, oh, not that one. This. The last one. Anyway, I live there, and when we bought in 2007, we bought a two-bedroom home with a loft. And all of these villas are two bedrooms with a loft. The loft has stairs, no doors, no windows that open, no closets. It's a loft. And I don't know how they get away saying that it's three bedrooms. I just wanted you to know that.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Scott.
Okay, case number 1648, 138 Stony Point Drive. Valley View One LLC.